Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Praise the Lord. I give a shout out and a thank you to my co-hosts who did an outstanding job on last week, wrapping up this harvest and the season and dealing with the issue of Halloween. Praise God. You know, these 3 months go really fast, October, November, and then December. And then you look up, you blink your eyes, and then you are in 2022. So we thank God for her. We certainly thank each and every one of you that that is on the line today. Praise God. Praise God for each and every one of you that have showed up and be with us on today. Again, we've got an outstanding show for you on this morning. Want to give shout-outs again to my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Let's get on with the show. You know our procedures. We deal with announcements. So Amazing Grace Ministries, we are actually ministering to the hurt and the wounded every fourth Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at Christ Deliverance Center located at 8226 South Muskegon. And if you are in the neighborhood, I would love to see you there every fourth Sunday at 2:30 at 82nd and Muskegon. Bible classes has ended for the year 2021. Old Testament Bible classes, that is. Certainly, I thank each and every one of you that has participated in those classes. And see us in 2022 for a new class. And, of course, if you have any or need any information on any of the above I've talked about, you know how to contact me. You contact me either by email at Amazing Grace Ministries at gmail.com or just give me a text. Or call at 309-750-7584. And again, consider being a blessing to this ministry and give a donation. And certainly you can call or you can email me if you really want to give that donation. And I will direct you in what you can or where to send that donation to. All righty. I decree a blessing to each and every one of you out in radio land. I declare the blessings of the Lord. They are rich and they addeth no sorrow. And certainly meet us here every morning at 9 a.m. And you will hear me, myself, or Evangelist Terry Rogers. So praise God. Let's get into it. So feeling of sadness that lasts throughout the holiday season. We are in the season. We come out of a demonic month where Satan and his witches and his warlocks are practicing Halloween, putting on golfy and skeletons and dealing with the dead. And now we into the months of November and December. And certainly now if you looking around your neighborhoods, you see the signs, you see commercials that emphasize Thanksgiving and also Christmas. And, of course, they're telling us that because of coronavirus, because of the situation in which we have been living for the last couple of years, now they lack employees to get these packages out. They lack adequate staff, and people seem to just be kind of lost their mind with just kind of doing whatever they please. And it just seems like we all stressed out. We all maxed out. We're trying to figure out what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And holiday seasons bring about a feeling of depressing, feeling of sadness and depression because, of course, we've gone through the agony of corona and a pandemic. So we've been caught up, shut up in our homes now. This year we've been able to get out more. But we've lost quite a few loved ones during this pandemic. They talk about the numbers and how far the numbers have gotten, how many people have been affected by this coronavirus, and now how many people have died from this coronavirus. So we are navigating in a new system, in a new time. And saints of God, we've got to figure out what does that look like. Now we're coming to the month of Thanksgiving, and certainly we want to deal with gratitude and thanksgiving and praising God. We talked about that in the month of September, but we're going to revisit that because praise is our weapon. Praise is how we make it through during these challenging months that we're navigating our system in. So the holidays usually is supposed to be a time of happiness and rejoicing, but to some people it's a period of painful reflection, sadness, loneliness, anxiety, depression. So people get caught up in, some love the holidays, but some love the blues of the holidays. But we have to maintain our focus. We have to maintain and look at who we should be focusing on in relation to dealing with the holidays. It's a time of high emotion and demand that can leave people feeling stressed, exhausted. But I'm here to let you know on this morning that Christ came that we may have life and that life more abundantly through the holiday. And our text this morning is 1 John 5 and verse 4 through 5. Let's read. Of course, this word is going to captivate your mind, illuminate you, and our theme for this month is winning over stress and anxiety during the holidays. Praise God. So the word that we're dealing with is 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, and they read as following. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. 5, and who can win this battle against the world? Only those that believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, we're talking about the stress of the holidays. Now, we already go through a certain amount of stress in our lives. We stress, which is a challenge. It provides a challenge for us and the opportunities in our lives. So stress can provide a challenge. If you stress, if you're anxious, there's some good stress, but then there's also the stress of the demands of life. What is a stress? Stress is feeling anxious, feeling overwhelmed. So when we look at stress, stress is a part of what life makes interesting. It motivates us to try new things, to accomplish the work that needs to be done, and to achieve our goals that we set for ourselves. But as with most things in life, too much stress can be harmful. It can seriously affect us physically and our mental well-being. Our challenge today is for individuals to learn effective ways to manage our stress, especially during the holiday. So there is intense stress, there's intense frustration. We're going through the hustle and the bustle of trying to look at how we're going to deal with this holiday season, how we're going to survive without our loved ones, trying to maneuver with getting the presents that we normally get. Of course, we celebrate and we celebrate Jesus Christ, but we also look at a time to fellowship and coming together. And we know that last year, we couldn't come together as a family like we did for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, you plan, you get the turkey, you have your family around, and you celebrate Thanksgiving. You celebrate an opportunity to praise and worship God for what he's done. He's woke us up this morning, and he has given us the opportunity to survive in this chaotic world. So when we look at living in this world, now this world has a plan and a purpose as how it sees Thanksgiving and Christmas, but also as children of God, we have a viewpoint of how we see Thanksgiving, how we see Christmas. We understand that Christmas is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now we know that it's not actually the day. We know that the calendar has been changed, but as this world represents Christmas on the 25th, we associate that, or we represent Christ birth on that day. So in essence, we go with the flow of the calendar. But we also know that we celebrate Christ Jesus every day, 24 hours a day, 360 days a week. Why? Because Christ came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. So we see the frustration. We see the problems. We see the advertisement saying you need to get them gifts in now because you may not be able to get them in come the 25th. But I want to let you know that even in this daily hustle and bustle that we're getting ready to go into, and this is just the first Saturday in November, and we've got three more Saturdays to get to, praise God, even in the hustle and the bustle, and telling us to plan, telling us to get together. You know, this could be an emotional, stressful time. But if we take the Lord along with us, if we allow God to saturate our hearts, our minds, and give us the energy that we need to be productive in this season, oh, hallelujah, we can live a stress-free life. Yes, we can. We can live a stress-free time. If we acknowledge God in everything we do, God will provide us with a ram in the bush as he did Moses, as he did Abraham. Thank you, Lord. Now, when we look at anxiety, I want to say something a little bit about anxiety this morning. Anxiety is the normal reaction to stress. It's the normal reaction to stress. Now, stress is that part of the body that has a physiological and a psychological response to a situation. It means that when we are challenged, our body automatically goes through certain types of functioning to deal with that stress or whatever has called us to be anxious, whatever has called us to be excited or moving or fearful or just dealing with a life situation that has taken us from our normal functioning. Now we're hypervigilant, now we're pacing, and we can't seem to calm down, and that goes with our hearts. Our heart beats faster, and that's the kind of physiological response that we have for stress. So a lot of the doctors and a lot of clinicians talk about the flight or fight situation that we go through when we are maneuvering through stress and anxiety. So anxiety is the normal reaction to stress. It helps one deal with the tension, with tense situations in our life. But when anxiety is excessive, when it's irrational dread of everyday situation, it becomes a disabling disorder. You know, you look at panic attacks, and a panic attack will keep you from going out of your house in various situations. And a panic attack is one's response to those overwhelming feelings of anxiety. Sometimes those feelings are so deep down embedded in us that we have to talk to somebody in order to start dealing with that anxiety. Now, the Greek word for anxiety that the Bible has is two root words, and meaning divide and mind. And the Bible says in John 1 and 8, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So in essence, when we look at the word talks about anxiety. It talks about don't worry. And I want to give you some scriptures this morning because I don't want you to be stressed out and anxious during this holiday season. We are officially in the holiday season, and sometimes we feel, and this season affects people differently. There's called a psychological term, which is called SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, where people are affected from the seasons. And actually, I'm going to give a talk on this on November the 20th, 2021, and I'll give you more information on that. But it's called SAD, and it is a reaction to the seasons, how we see. You know, all of a sudden I got the seasonal blues. Don't know why. I'm just sad all the time. But soon as summer get here, girl, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move. So now as Christians, we have to read and think and practice these scriptures. We've got to eat the whole world. We've got to be able to see these scriptures, affirm these scriptures, talk about these scriptures, and allow these scriptures to be hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Because we're living in a challenging time. We're living in a world that is not saved. We're living in a world that is increasingly getting worse and worse. You see hunger all over the world. You see climate change. You see people bickering. You see people just don't seem to care if they shoot somebody down or kill somebody. We're living in the last days. And the Bible talks about perilous times shall come. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But there are saints of God that are praying. There are saints of God that are lifting up God's standard. There are saints of God that's giving him the glory and the praise. So in essence, because we are interceding for this world, God is holding back some stuff, some destruction, some things that will happen, some terrible things that could happen, because we are on the banner praising and worshiping and giving God the glory. So as we go into this holiday season, we are not to be weighted down with anxiety. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 25, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. So I know we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and you just saw on the news the stores seem to be getting scarce. Food is not plentiful as it used to be. Sounds like we're living in the last days, saints. And they're telling you, you know, the turkey is going up. Prices of food are going up. But I want you to know that even with all that going on, God is yet in control. Proverbs 14 and 30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Proverbs 17 and 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And I'm going to give you another one. Luke 21 and 34 reads, be careful or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxiousness of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly, like a trap. So in essence, we've got to be careful. You've got to guard your heart. You've got to see and hear and know that God has you, even in the course of the road we're traveling at this time, because 2022 is on the avenue. We're getting ready to go into a new year. Now, what is the Lord saying to you in going into 2022? We need to prepare ourselves. You need to prepare yourself for what God is saying you. Open up your ears that you may receive the word. Open up your mind that you may receive what God is saying. You know, and we plan. We have to plan and move forward. We have to put in place a plan. The Bible says the person that has no vision, they fail. But we've got to have a vision. We've got to have a plan. We understand that God has plan and purpose for each and every one of you that's on this line this morning. What is God saying to you? Where is God moving you before 2022 gets here? What is he saying? We know we're in November, and we must be grateful. We must have a heart of gratitude. We must praise the Lord. We see in Psalms 95, 1 through 7, it says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise, the rock of our salvation. So Jesus is our rock. He is that firm tower, that cornerstone that we can stand on even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, even in the midst of November. even as we look forward to Thanksgiving. I know the news said that the turkeys are going up, but God says, I got you. I'm going to open up avenues that you've never seen before. I'm going to give you rivers in the desert. And because God is faithful, because God will provide for our needs, all we've got to do is just be grateful and thank God during the midst of this time and tribulation. We know that we've lost some loved ones, and they're no longer here in 2021. We know that they're no longer here, and we're going into this holiday season, and that plate is going to be empty at the Thanksgiving table. But we still understand that God is in control, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly for us, and he will wipe away our tears. Yes, there are times when we do cry, but God is there. He's there to undergird us. He's there to lift us up. He's there to give us the strength that we didn't have before. Why? Because he is faithful, and the attributes of God is love, and he loved us enough, first of all, to send his only begotten son, and he sent his son, and he died on the cross, and because he did that for us, we have joy, and that joy abundantly. So even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, as we roll through and go into the holiday season, oh, we know that God has us, and we can lift our hands high, and we can say thanks be to the Almighty who cares for me. Oh, Jesus, who cares for me, who has washed away, who wipes away my tears so I don't have to worry, because God's got it. There was a song that says, don't worry, be happy. Well, I can have that same mentality. Don't worry, be happy, because God has you. Don't worry about the bills. Don't worry about the problems you're facing, because God has a ram in the bush. I'm telling you this morning, God has a ram in the bush. God will provide for you. Even though the news may say one thing, God has a plan and a purpose for you. God has it has blessings for you, blessings that you can't count, blessings that you can't number. Why? Because he's good, and all he wants us to do is look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, and he is able. He will provide, he will give, he will secure, and he will move us forward in his grace and mercy. All we have to do is make that joyful noise. I know sometimes it may be hard, but I'm pressing my way to make that joyful noise. I'm praising God when I feel blue. I'm praising God when I feel down. I'm praising God when I get that unexpected news. I'm praising God. I'm lifting him up. I'm hollering before him and crying before him, because he is good. He will provide. He has provided in the past, and I know he's going to provide for the future. Therefore, I can say God is my everything. God is my everything. God has provided. God has opened doors. God has maneuvered for me, and therefore, I can shout and praise God. Ooh. Hallelujah. We have to trust God for everything we've got. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, be prayer and petitions with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Cast your anxiousness or anxiety upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 says, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And I'm going to read Matthew 13 and 22. This is the NIV version. The one who received the seed that fall among the thorns is the man who hears the word, But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choking it and making it unfaithful. Understand, as you go through maneuvering through this holiday time, this is a real serious time for those that are dealing with a seasonal affective disorder. They're really sad. They go through some physical changes, attitude, concentration, and it's a real big thing. But for us as Christians, we have the God Almighty to lean on. We have God Almighty to know that He is there to keep us. The Word is alive, saints, and the Word will sustain us. The Word will keep us. The Word will move us forward in God's grace and His mercy. Just like I said, just like I've read you the Word, God is faithful. And He says, take no thought in Matthew 6. He says, take no thought for your life, what you should eat, what you should drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. Isn't not life more than meat and the body than raiment? God is saying that don't worry. He has it. Trust. Trust. And we've got to learn that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you don't trust God all the way, I dare you to praise, to read the Word, and set a moment in your schedule to pray and to read God's Word. And I guarantee you, if you set yourself to a moment in your schedule to pray, to read, and to seek Him, I guarantee you, you'll be stronger for doing that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for this time of intercession. I pray for each and every one that has been on the line. God, I pray, God, that you strengthen them. I pray, God, that you undergird them. I pray, God, that you move them forward in you. I pray that we operate in Psalms 119 and 165 that says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I pray, God, the prayer in Isaiah 26 and 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in you, in thee. And I pray, God, that the word will saturate them, as in Psalms 27 and 14. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, unto the Lord. I pray, God, that we will gather up keys for trusting you in everything that we do and everything we need. As we maneuver throughout this holiday season, we stand on the word on Psalms 37 and 33 through 7 that says, trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord and commit your way unto the Lord, and be still before the Lord and wait patiently upon him. And God, we cover ourselves in your divine protection, as in Psalms 91 and 1. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadows of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. So, Father God, we stand on your word of God as it has been written, as it has been spoken, and we declare the salvation of the Lord to your people. We declare healing if there's healing need to be. Yes, there's healing need to be, because we need to be healed in our hearts as we go through this season without our loved ones, as we go through the hustle and the bustle of trying to get gifts and to our loved ones, where everything seemed to be the prices going up and the shelves in the stores seem to be empty, and yet violence is on an all-time high. But we speak deliverance. We speak the peace of God in the midst of trials and tribulations. We know that you are going to bless us, that you are going to provide for us. Therefore, we praise and worship worship, and we take this heart of gratitude on. Hallelujah. And Father God, if there's somebody out there that's not saved, I pray, God, that they will be persuaded, that you'll give them a mind to come to you boldly and confess their sins. And as they confess their sins, God, I pray, God, that you'll save them, deliver them, Father God, and bring them on your side. And I pray, God, that they find a Bible-believing church where they can attend and be strengthened in your word, because it is in your word that we are strengthened and protected. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you've enjoyed the word. Give me a text. Give me a shout out and say, Dr. Carey, I enjoyed the word. I received the word, and I'm acting on the word. You will hear our co-host on next week. God bless. Bye-bye.